Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 7, 1806. Plenty to eat. The hunting has been good lately, and the party has a lot of food for a change. The fact that the Indians steal some of it before a detail can retrieve it doesn't seem to be of great concern. Today, Clark writes about a feast in the evening.
This evening, Sergeant Ordway and Weiser returned with a part of the meat which our fields had killed. The balance of the party, with Sergeant Gass, remained in order to bring the balance of the meat to the river at a point agreed on where the canoe is to meet them again tomorrow morning. This evening we had what I call an excellent supper. It consisted of a marrow bone, a piece of brisket of boiled elk that had the appearance of a little fat on it. This for Fort Clatsop is living in high style, and in fact feasting. In this neighborhood I observed the honeysuckle, common in the United States. I first met with it on the waters of the Kuskokwim, near the Chopunish Nation, and again below the Grand Rapids in the Columbia Valley on the Tidewater. The elder, also common to our country, grows in great abundance in the rich woodland on this side of the Rocky Mountains, though it differs in the color of its berry, this being a pale sky blue, while that to the United States is a deep purple. The seven or nine bark, as it is called in the United States, is also common in this quarter. The smallpox had destroyed a great number of the natives in this quarter. It prevailed about 4 or 5 years since among the Clatsops and destroyed several hundred of them. Four of their chiefs fell victims to its ravages. These Clatsops are deposited in their canoes on the bay a few miles below us. I think the ravages of the smallpox may well account for the numbers of remains of villages which I saw on my route to the Killamocks in several places. Captain William Clark, February 7, 1806.
The honeysuckle described by Lewis and Clark was the orange honeysuckle, Loncera ciliosa, a new species first observed on the Lolo Trail. It has several medicinal uses among the tribes of western Washington. The blue elderberry, the species used by Clark for comparison, is the common elderberry, Sambucus canadensis. At least two smallpox epidemics occurred among the Chinookan peoples in the lower Columbia Valley before the arrival of Lewis and Clark. The first, during the 1770s, was particularly devastating, as it took hold upon populations previously unaffected by, and therefore without any immunity to, this disease. Smallpox was then reintroduced in 1800 to 1801, as Lewis wrote. Tomorrow, more shrubs.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.